This is Dr. Ali Ali dictating a history physical patient named Dobbin, D-O-B-B-I-N-S, William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Date of birth, 7/13/1948. Place, Future Care Child's Village. Date of service, 4/6/2023. History of present illness, this is 74-year-old male. He was admitted to the hospital. Patient has episode of unresponsiveness. Patient has a known history of CHF, asthma, chronic back pain, conceived disorder. He's on Suboxone. And the patient was evaluated. There was concern for opiate overdose. Narcan and oxygen was given. Patient oxygenation started to improve. Urine toxicology positive for Suboxone, opiate, benzo, and cannabis. Patient was found to have acute hypoxic respiratory failure. And basilar atelectasis in the chest X-ray, CT chest show bilateral space opacities, more in the lower lobe, left greater than the right, multi-lobar pneumonia. He was given ceftriaxone doxycycline for 5 days, subsequently switched to ceftriaxone, 300 mg BID and doxycycline. Patient was also reported of hypotension and Lasix and blood pressure medication held. Blood pressure improved. Patient has a lower extremity wound that was sustained during motor vehicle accident in March 2023. And he has IND done, left popliteal artery hematoma with the wound back placement. And CT scan of the left lower extremity revealed small abscess versus resolving hematoma. ID was consulted. No concern of infection and wound vac is removed. Patient was treated the local vet to drive dressing, Doppler sonogram negative for DVT in the left leg. Patient hospital course. He has also had anxiety, depression, and he has been on colonazepam and buspirone. Patient ejection fraction was 55% and 2D echo. Creatinine 2.4. In the hospital. After stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was subsequently sent to the rehab center. Today, when I saw the patient, no headache, no dizziness, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea, no vomiting. Nurse at the bedside when I saw the patient on televisit. Test medical history, number 1 asthma, number 2 hypertension, number 3 CHF, number 4 chronic low back pain, number 5 substance use disorder, Suboxone, osteoarthritis, medication upon discharge, albuterol inhaler, Q4-hour PRN, naloxone, buprenorphine/naloxone, 8 mg sublingual daily, Coravit 25 mg daily, clonazepam 1 mg daily in the evening, fluticasone dash, Valentro dash, 1 puff BID, gabapentin 300 mg TID, Nisinex 600 mg BID, lisinopril 40 mg daily, melatonin 300 mg daily, Monticlucas 10 mg daily, Protonix 40 mg daily, Rupirinol 1 mg daily, simvastatin 80 mg QP, and Flomax 0.4 mg daily, Tazerone 50 mg, 3 tablets every evening. There was a system of headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no urinary congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, and no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal. Left lower extremity wound, no foul smelling. Neuroawake alert. Physical patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3. Vital stable. No respiratory distress. Left leg wound with a dressing in place. The neuro is awake, alert, and time 3. Cooperative. assessment, patient is admitted, number one, pneumonia, number two, polysepsis abuse, number three, CHF, number four, hypertension, number five, left lower extremity wound, number six, asthma, number seven, ambulatory dysfunction. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, local skin care, PTOT follow-up, amount of lab electrolyte paper, and discuss with nursing staff. Thank you.